Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Welcome to episode 24. Which is going to be a pretty fun one, I think, a pretty goofy one, and a little bit of a gross one, because today's topic is, it's about some of the bodily functions that might happen during a sexual situation. So it's burps, farts, queefs, and sneezes. Should you stop and laugh, or should you keep on going? That's the question. Well, I'm already laughing thinking about it. So I wanted to talk about these four big bodily functions that can happen while having sex or in a sexual situation. And I want to talk about maybe what could happen if that occurs while having sex. What actually is going on with your body when that's happening, in case you didn't know. And the potential responses and some personal experiences that I've had with burps, farts, queefs, and sneezes while having sex. So, I wanted to start with burps because I find them to be the most disgusting. Jason and I were talking about this the other day, and we both think that burps are grosser than farts. Now, Jason and I have a relationship where we totally fart in front of each other. It's not a problem. I know a lot of people that don't fart in front of their life partners, especially women that don't do that. And I never have really understood that. I grew up in a house where my parents were fine farting in front of each other. And it actually was a comical, funny thing. And a lot of people say, I think it kills the romance, you know, but to me, it doesn't kill the romance at all. It makes the romance actually better because it's funny. Because a lot of romance is getting along with each other and making each other laugh and enjoying each other's company. Romance isn't just about being sexy. It's about being connected to someone. So if you're going to crack up about them farting, then it's actually going to be more romantic in the long run, at least for me and my relationship. And I know with a lot of couples, when the time comes that you fart in front of each other, that's like a big step. Because I've talked to some of my women friends about this, and there's always a line where, oh, can I fart in front of him yet? Am I allowed to? And in almost all cases, the women I've talked to, and with myself included, I don't fart in front of him until he farts in front of me, usually, just because you don't want to be the first one to fart. Just like you don't really want to be the first one to say, I love you. It's kind of like the same thing. You don't want to be the first one to fart or say, I love you. You can be the first one to do other stuff, you know, but, so anyway. But I think burps are grosser than farts. For some reason, they smell grosser to me, and also, someone burps, usually you're kind of closer to their face. If you're sitting with them or maybe kissing them or whatever, but so you're just gonna hear it more or get more of a whiff of a burp, in my opinion. And I guess because burps smell more like undigested food, which maybe connects to like vomit in my mind. It's way more disgusting than poop because I've dealt with my share of poop. I haven't dealt with baby poop, but I've dealt with my share of human poop and, you know, animal poop, so it's like not such a big deal to me. And the sound of a fart is more comical to me than the sound of a burp. The sound of a burp is just more nauseating. But I have plenty of friends that can burp at will, like burp on cue, and they just think it's funny. But to me, it's a lot grosser than a fart. Because I also feel like a burp is a little bit more, like, it's a little bit easier to control than a fart, at least for me. Like, when I fart, I kind of have to fart. Like, I really shouldn't be holding it in. But when I burp, I can always, like, you know, make it quieter and not burp in someone's face. So, burps to me are the grossest. And I have luckily never had to deal with getting or having someone burp in my face during sex. But I have had to burp while having sex before. And it's not as common as some of the other bodily things that go on that I talked about and that I will talk about during sex. But I would say, in my opinion, the biggest thing about burping during sex would be to try to, like, dissipate the burp. So you have to burp, unless it's, like, a ridiculous gassy burp. I imagine you should just continue doing whatever sex you're doing, unless you're heavily kissing someone, and then I would maybe stop kissing them so that you could burp. But I would say that you should kind of burp in your mouth and then kind of let it dissipate into the thin air so that it's not right between you and your romantic partner's face, because that's not really a good option. Now, of course, if you, like, really, really, really have to burp, then you should probably stop having sex and burp. Or warn your partner if you're really going to let out, like, a major belch. I would give him a heads up, because it can be scary, especially when you're in the zone, hearing such a loud, intense sound. So that's enough about burping, really, because that's not, it's not my favorite one. It's my least favorite. And it's not very comical to me. Burps just aren't funny. But farts are hilarious, as I just said. Now, here's the interesting thing about farts during sex. I still cannot tell the difference when I'm having sex between having to fart and having to take a poop. And I know logically, I do not have to go to the bathroom. I know that because I didn't before, and it wouldn't just like spring up on me like that. But it's like something about having actual intercourse while needing to fart. There's like different pressures going on in your body because there's, you know, a penis pushing on different things. So when you actually do have to fart just anyway, it feels very different to me. It feels more like, do I have to go to the bathroom? So it's really hard for me to fart while having sex because I'm afraid I'm going to take a poop, even though I know I'm not. But it's like such a weird feeling. So I personally, I'm not really able to fart during sex because I'm too scared it will turn into something more solid. Although one time, very accidentally, in the beginning of my sexual life when I was very young, when I was still trying to learn how to have an orgasm, I was still on that quest for an orgasm, I was like really focused in some sort of situation. I don't really remember it. And I let out like a really loud fart, like in the middle of my focus situation. And my first boyfriend, like, we both paused for a second and we were like, okay. And I was so in the zone that I was like, okay, who cares? We're going to move on. But he just started busting out laughing. It was, which would have been funny, but I was so in the zone and in my mind, I felt like maybe I'll have an orgasm. But I was so mad. I was like, damn it, you should not have started laughing. You totally messed up my zone. And I was really on the way there, I thought. And now looking back on it, it's really actually super funny because there was a really loud fart, an accidental one at that, and then a pause, and we're both thinking, like, what do we do next? And I chose to, like, keep going, and he chose to stop and crack up. So sometimes you and your partner don't align your ideas about if you should stop and laugh or just keep going, like what happened in that case. But otherwise, besides that one situation, I have never been able to consciously fart during sex because it's just, it feels too weird. Now, but here's the thing. A lot of people would prefer not to fart during sex. Like, oh, it was an accident. I wouldn't ever do it anyway. So I would hold it in. I, on the other hand, would not. I feel really comfortable with my relationship and I'm just really very, we're just so relaxed with each other and pretty much just really laid back about almost all bodily functions, with each other that I would not be worried farting on purpose while having sex. Jason would just be like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, it's just, you know, it's not even a big deal, which I'm sure some people would think that is like the most disgusting thing in the world, but it just wouldn't be for us. And so it really depends on your personal ideas about, you know, what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate. Like, if you're a woman who refuses to fart in front of your partner ever, one of my friends has never farted in front of her husband ever, and I don't even know how she's pulled that off. Because I would, like, hold in a million farts a day if I had to not fart in front of my husband, but but she just doesn't feel comfortable doing that, and so it's, of course she's not gonna feel comfortable doing that when she's having sex, or if she feels like she has to do that while having sex, it's gonna probably make her feel kinda like, ooh, crap. It's gonna make her feel weird inside, and it could mess up her sexual moment, too. So, a lot of this has to do with not only, like, what your body could possibly do when you're having sex, but how you respond to the different bodily functions that happen. So, I would kind of be like, ew, if somebody farted during sex. I would be like, oh, that's funny, and probably not very gross if someone farted during sex. And, wait, did I say, I meant to say I would be gross if someone burped during sex, and not probably if someone farted during sex. Now, the other two bodily functions to me are even more entertaining than the ones I've already mentioned. So the next one I want to talk about is the mysterious queef. So many people are like, what is that? I don't know. I feel like it's a relatively new term in my life. You know, I didn't know what it was until I was like definitely a grown up. I didn't hear it when I was younger. Like, you know, you hear it when I hear about farts and sneezes and burps when you're younger. And I think part of that has to do with the fact that usually you will queef through having had sexual intercourse, because if you didn't know this, a queef happens when there's a buildup of air, like in your vagina or in your area down there. And, you know, it's not actually good for there to be a lot of extra air kind of pushed up there. And your body kind of, like, it gets it back out again. But it sounds sometimes exactly like a fart. And sometimes it sounds like even more of a comical fart. Even more of like a let it rip kind of sound. The first time I ever queefed is actually a really very funny story. One of my really good friends and I had gone to yoga. And I hadn't done yoga very much. But we would go to yoga together, and of course we'd have fun, and, you know, we would do our thing and do yoga, and we wouldn't be distracting to the class, but every now and again we would just, you know, there'd be a little inside joke, and we'd kind of giggle to ourselves and try to keep it under control so that we're not disrupting everybody else doing yoga. But, so we went to yoga together, and we had only been going for a few weeks, so we didn't really know too many people that well. And I know the thing about yoga is that you're supposed to just let it all out. Like, it's no big deal. If you fart during yoga, no one's supposed to say anything, because you're just, like, loosening everything up. You're loosening all of your body and your mind, so it's cool. Still, my friend and I are doing, like, I don't even remember the pose because I don't do yoga anymore. We're, like, inverting ourselves a bit. So we're kind of propping ourselves up on the wall with our feet in the air, and we're holding ourselves up by bending our elbows and supporting our hips, like holding onto our hips with our hands. And, you know, it definitely requires some shoulder and arm strength and stuff, but you're also leaned up against the wall to some degree, so it's rather comfortable. And you're supposed to be able to move your feet around and not just keep them on the wall the whole time. Kind of push out a little bit and be able to hold yourself up without touching the wall, and then go back to the wall, that kind of thing. So I was already kind of in a hilarious, like, we were already thinking things were hilarious. I was already cracking up about something. Like, in my mind, I'm not cracking up in the middle of the class. And first, I had not even had sex. Like, so this is why this story is so funny, because I hadn't had sex. I don't even think I was dating anybody at the time, and I generally don't have sex with people when I'm not dating them. I didn't. Clearly, I'm not doing that anymore. For the past 4 years, it's not been the case. I've been with Jason. But before that, that was kind of the way my life was. So I hadn't had sex, so it was just like, I didn't even know what a queef was at that point, honestly. And I'm propping myself up, and I start kind of, you know, my muscles in my stomach and abdomen are kind of shifting a bit, because I'm trying to keep myself propped up, plus I'm sort of trying not to laugh, so it's really tense down there. And I totally queef, like, a little bit. And I knew I didn't fart. I could tell. I was like, that just came out of my vagina. What was that? I was like, I can tell that nothing came with it. It was just air. Like, what? But it totally made a sound, and it wasn't super loud. But the problem was, my friend heard it a little bit too, so we start cracking up, and then because I'm laughing even more, I'm continuing to queef, even though I don't know where this air has come from. So I'm just about to straight up die, because I'm trying to, like, hold it in. I'm turning red. I don't remember the outcome. Probably I blacked it out. Blocked it out of my mind. I imagine that I, you know, at a certain point I stopped queefing and then was able to get the laughing under control. But it was embarrassing / not really that embarrassing. It was just really so funny. I was just cracking up, and my friend was too. It was so funny. Oh my God. Because I'm sure if people had heard me, and probably the person on the other side of me did hear me, I'm sure they thought I was letting it rip, you know, farting nonstop, which is probably a better thing to think that someone is doing in yoga than queefing, probably. Because there's something innately sexual seeming about queefing that isn't necessarily because, like I said, I hadn't been having sex to have any air pushed up there. It just somehow was up there. It was very weird. But usually, I feel like usually queefing is associated with having sex. So you're having intercourse, and air just gets pushed up inside of you, and your body needs to let it out. And so that's what queefing is. And so in my experience, queefing doesn't smell. It's just air, and it makes a hilarious, hilarious sound. So other experiences I've had with queefing are, one time actually rather recently, after Jason and I were having sex, I think we were switching to a different position or something, and and I rolled over and he moved and different things like that. And I just started queefing and he just started cracking up. Like, to me, that's not embarrassing at all either, because the biggest thing about farting that might be embarrassing around someone you trust or don't trust is that it would smell. So it's kind of embarrassing, like, oh, it smells. But since queefing doesn't smell, to me it's not embarrassing. It's just, like, super hilarious and really very science-y. Like, what's happened that I am letting air be expelled from my vagina? It's just such an interesting thing to me. So there's queefing for you. So in my opinion, for queefing, you should totally stop and laugh for a little while, because it is just really, really damn funny. And then I would keep going after that. So if the question is stop and laugh or keep going, in the case of queefing, I would say do both. Stop and laugh and then keep going. Same thing with farting, or maybe just fart while, you know, having sex and just keep on going. Don't even stop. But for me, burping, I would totally have to stop and not, you know, wait for it to pass or wait for it to happen, you know, or make sure that the burp wasn't between our faces. Woo. Now we come to one of my also very favorite bodily functions while having sex. And that is sneezing. Now, if you have never sneezed as a woman while having sexual intercourse, I recommend it, because it is the weirdest thing ever. And you can't really plan to sneeze. You just happen to sneeze, you know, just like you can't really plan to do any of the other things, except maybe burp. And one of my friends actually a few months ago told me about a sexual experience she had where she sneezed, and she was so in awe and like in shock about what happened. And I was like, yeah, I know, you know, because it's probably, you have to have sex, you know, many years before you actually end up sneezing during sex. I don't feel like it's that common. So what she told me was the same experience that I had with sneezing during sex. And this is what my experience was. So whether or not your partner, like whether or not you've been having sex for a while, or, you know, just for a little bit, depending on if he's had an orgasm or not and how hard or soft he is, still the outcome is pretty much the same. And you have to really fight to change this outcome. And so that's kind of a fun thing. So let me explain. When you're having sex and you're about to sneeze, if you do not want to shoot his penis out at you like a projectile missile, you are going to need to really brace yourself for the impact. And that is going to include him. So the first time I ever sneezed while having sex was with Jason, and it was early on in our relationship, I think. And it was after we kind of already had sex, and we'd both already had orgasms, and we were just kind of laying there. And we were still, like, engaged, but we were just kind of laying there and talking. And then a sneeze came on. And I was like, oh, I'm going to sneeze. And he was like, oh, okay. And I sneezed, but, like, seriously, it was, like, in a split second, I shot his penis out of me. And it scared him so bad, because it was such a shocking, fast motion that it almost made him think, oh, am I hurt? You know, and he wasn't. But I could feel that I shot him out of me, but something, like, it's like your vaginal muscles or your cervix or something, they clench up so tight that it just, like, shoots everything out. So he was really freaked out at first, and then it was just really, really funny, because we didn't expect that at all. So then later, another time when we were having sex, and I had to sneeze, I believe neither of us had orgasms yet, so it was easier for him to kind of like clench up his genital region and kind of hold in place. So I was like, I'm going to sneeze. So I kind of pushed up against him as hard as I could. He pushed up against me as hard as he could. And I sneezed, and luckily I didn't shoot him out of me, but we like really had to plan it. Like, we had to really push into each other, and he could feel the intense contraction of me sneezing. Which, if we hadn't planned it, and especially if I had been laying in a position where we weren't fully, you know, like, connected anymore, if he wasn't fully inside me, it totally would have shot his penis out, which is so funny. And so when my friend had this happen to her, it was the first time that this has happened, she was like, I can't believe that happened. That was so extreme. And I was like, I know, isn't it great? It's really fun. So that's definitely something I would recommend doing while having sex. So I would not stop having sex to sneeze. I would just go with it and give your partner a heads up and then just see what happens, because it is super funny. Now, all of the other bodily functions I could totally, you know, like, do without. It's no big deal. Like, it doesn't really necessarily enrich my life. Like, queefing while having sex is funny, but, you know, I wouldn't necessarily, like, recommend it, because how do you make that happen anyway? Or farting or burping. But sneezing while having sex is a really cool science experiment, and I think you should totally, totally do it. So today's podcast was a little bit goofy, especially considering that the podcast yesterday was a lot more serious and personal, but I just was thinking about it, and I think it's really fun to talk about, and I just wasn't sure how many people actually know what happens when you sneeze, or, you know, even really what is a queef. So I wanted to talk about it, because queef seems like a pretty weird, bad word to say. Like, you shouldn't probably say that in polite company. And so I just wanted to cover those bases a little bit. So I would say, in the case of burps, farts, sneezes, and queefs, it's up to your personal idea of what you're comfortable doing. If you're comfortable farting with your partner, then fart with them and keep on going and laugh about it, you know, or not, depending. But if you feel like you'd be embarrassed doing something, then, you know, don't do it. And if you need to stop having sex for a minute to fart or burp or sneeze or any of those things, then go ahead and do it. It's about being comfortable with your partner and what you're doing and stuff like that. But if you have the inkling that you'd like to see what happens when you sneeze, I recommend it. Definitely. Thanks for listening again to the O Woman Podcast today. I'm Emma. Just wanted to remind you really fast again, make sure that you're following me on iTunes. Check us out on Facebook, O Woman Podcast. Send us a message, like the page. Also, check us out on the website, owomanpodcast.com. And in case you're trying to find past episodes and you're having difficulty, because I heard some feedback from one listener who was having difficulty finding some of the older episodes, I've added a section to the website that is at the top. There's a section called About a Woman, Contact a Woman, and then right underneath that is episode archives. And if you click on that, it's going to have a really long list of all the episodes so far that I add to every day. It has the name of the episode, and it has the link to the page with the audio embedded in it. So it's really easy for you to find old episodes if you want to go back to the beginning and hear all of my beginning antics, or all the explanations about what this podcast is all about. Make sure you do that. And once again, if you have questions or comments or thoughts or ideas for a show, email me, emma@owomanpodcast.com, or leave a comment on the website. I love talking with you guys. I love hearing your feedback. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Okay, bye.